We've spoken to you before about power, but now we would like to speak to you about power and anger. There is indeed an equation in the realms in which we operate that expresses the relationship between how much of your power you have given away and how angry you are. There is no judgment in this equation, there any more than there would be a judgment about any equation. But it is a thing that you can actually use to help you balance parts of your life that may have been challenging for you. The issue with anger is that while you are in anger, it is using an incredible amount of energy. And the energy that is using is actually better used for your healing, for your growth, for the things that are going to make your life better and what you build stronger. It is not to say that the energy of anger cannot be aimed and a power brought to a particular thing that you want to do or make happen, but it is to say that if that continues, it is not a good idea. So what we want you to understand is that, like everything that you are able to feel, it has a place. But it also has an equation. And as you begin to look at the equation, you are going to have a better understanding of what to do with your anger. We are saying the word anger many times because we want you to remove from that word anything that is judgmental or fearful. And that is the beauty of an equation. When you look at an equation, then you do not have to judge either part of the equation. You simply look at the equation and see how it operates. So here is how this one operates. Let us say you gave consciously or unconsciously, let us say that again, a great deal of your energy to a person who seemed to be someone who was going to guide you or lead you through a particular part of your life. We had to stop the channel from sneezing, sorry. So what you want to look at is then, what happens when that person is not able to do that? And if you look at the amount of your power investment in that person, if it was small or moderate, you are still going to be angry that they did not give you what they promised they would give you. But if you invested everything, the rage level is going to rise. And this is what we mean by the equation. What happens then is all manner of things, because anger has a chaotic movement about it, and we can all look at what we do. We can blame, we can analyze, we can overanalyze, we can control. There are just so many things that go with the discomfort that anger causes. But to really get over whatever we need to get over, we need to take all of our power back. That is the thing that will put all of this to rest. Now, you can test this out in your own life. Let us say that you are doing a project of some kind or working casually with someone, and they are inept, or they are not able to do what they said they would do. Whatever that might be, your intuitive as well as your practical ability to see can look over and go, "Oh, walking the path of the incompetent. I see, fine." And even though you might be annoyed by what that person does or does not do, you do not feel enraged. And why is that? Because the recognition stopped you from giving that person your power. And as a result, while you might have some negative feelings coming and going, you do not have rage. You simply look over, see who they are, understand that that is the way they are operating, and try to find those around you who are operating a little better. That is a very fine problem-solving way. But let us say, and we hope you will not misread this word, let us say that you have been seduced. And by that, we are not talking about something sexual, although we certainly could be talking about something sexual. But what if you had been seduced into believing that you could count on this person, and so you turn all of your power over to this person because you totally trust them to do what you want them to do and what they have promised to do, and then they don't. The rage level is going to rise to the heavens because it is going to be in line with the amount of your power that you turned over. Now, when you begin to realize this, then you will see that the feelings are still going to be the feelings, of course, because we have them. But you want to then begin a gentle, careful look at what exactly you turned over to this person in terms of your power. Now, we are going to point out to you that this also could happen with organizations. It could happen with religions. It could happen with societal groups. It can happen with all manner of things. But you can always tell what you have turned over by the level of rage that you feel. And in that, rage is a very good barometer. It is part of an equation that is telling you about what is really going on. And when that is happening, then you can begin to move to what will rebalance you. And that means that while you may still have high feelings of rage, you begin to know within yourself that the thing that will calm this is returning the power you gave them to yourself. Returning the power you gave them to yourself. To yourself. Now, when we look in terms of children, or we look in terms of friendship sometimes, we can be very forgiving and long-suffering because there is a certain positioning. You do not give your power to a child. Some do, but that if you have ever seen that happen, you will certainly see rage. But there is an understanding that if you are the adult, you have the power and you are going to use it to protect the child. But you're not going to give the child your power. That would not work out well. And in a friendship, if it is a good friendship and you are walking along together, you do not need to give your power to your friend. So if there are mistakes, if there are things that happen, you can be upset about it, but you will not be enraged by it because you did not turn over power. This is one of the, I guess we might consider these the equation laws. These things always go together. And so we are going to take now a few moments and speak about these things together. And then we will do a meditation, which we believe will show you how to leave the land of anger with your power intact. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy around you become the blue of peace. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel the energy around you begin to be the energy of healing and strength. And consciously breathe in strength and energy. And exhale weakness and fear. Feel the love of Mother God all around you. Rest in that love, knowing that that power and that source of your creation is with you, holding you, strengthening you, returning you to who you really are. Rest in that love. Move into your heart center and see in the center of your heart that there is a beautiful lake. And see the light of the moon shining on the lake, making a silver path. And choosing the way you wish to move on this path, whether it be walking on the water or using a vehicle. Allow yourself to move on that calm, beautiful water and feel that you are moving toward a light that restores you, a light where all that you are is loved and understood. And as you breathe and move into that light place, feel that there are precious things all around you. Powerful crystals and beautiful jewels all around you in this place. And each thing has an energy that you can gather. And begin to gather what you are drawn to. And as you gather those things, breathe in the energy of those things. Choose one of the precious things and place the energy of that thing on your crown. And let the crown open to receive universal light. But know that you valued yourself enough to open to that light. Choose another thing to put into your third eye. And feel the energy of the universe opening and strengthening your third eye. And know that you valued your third eye enough to open it and to receive what is intended for you. Choose another thing of value and put it in your throat. And feel the throat center become clear and powerful. And feel that power comes from the universe. And honor yourself that you chose to open that center to the power of the universe. And choose one of the valuable things to place in the center of your heart. And open your heart center to the energy of the universe, the energy that heals, empowers, restores. Feel that flow into you abundantly and honor yourself that you opened to that energy. Place a thing of value in your solar plexus and open to the energy of the universe that moves away all of the emotions that do not serve your highest good. And feel the flood of light that pours into your solar plexus. And honor yourself that you opened to the universe. Place a thing of value in your second center. and feel the thing of value, displacing judgment and shame, creating health in the second center. And open to the energy of the universe, which flows down to your body and fills the second center. And honor yourself that you opened to that energy. Choose a thing of value to place in your root. And open to the energy of the universe. Let it fill the root center. Rebuild it. Align it with your identity. And honor yourself that you opened to that energy. Feel the light flooding through your body. Feel it lightening your energy, taking away your burden, your strain, the too many thoughts, the too many burdens. Let that light take all of that away. And honor yourself that you released it. And feel the universal energy move past your body to form a field that attracts to you all things that are good and honoring and true and joyful. And look into your heart and see that the universe has left a gift for you. Know the gift. Rest your mind. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.